One Man Family, winner of 47 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 27th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 10, Book 131 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
My name is Connie Ryan. Even though I'm blind, I am in a regular Girl Scout troop. I joined 3 years ago when I was 10 years old. A troop of sighted Girl Scouts gave a party at the Lighthouse for the Blind in New York City to which I belong. I told them that I wanted to join, and they said they would be glad to have me in their troop. At first, the girls were a little too helpful. Until I got to know me, they thought they had to do too much for me. I got my second-class rank last year and have a first aid and music badges. The first time I went on a hike with them, the girls all said that I could outwalk them. Other girls who are handicapped shouldn't be afraid to join or of being a burden to the troop. Scouting is for all girls, whether they're handicapped or not. There's something in scouting for every girl, and every girl belongs in the Girl Scouts.
Today, the woman who stole a man. Jack Barber, summer bachelor, driving leisurely homeward at 8:15 on a pleasant July evening, turns past the public gates of Seacliff and, on impulse, the free man that he is, decides to stop at the home of his sister Hazel, that vast, towering concrete mansion on Seacliff Drive.
Coming!
Oh, Jack! I'm on the phone. Come on in. Where in the world have you been, young man?
Why?
I hear there's been a prowler in the neighborhood. Come on in the den. Dan's calling from Los Angeles. Said he's been trying to get you since about 5 o'clock.
Go ahead. What did you want?
Didn't say. He's called every 20 minutes.
Hey-ho, the summer bachelor. Free as a bird on the bough.
Excuse me, Jack. I'm sorry, Dan. It was Jack at the door.
Tell him hello for me.
I will. Well, as I started to say, there were 27 real estate people here Monday afternoon. The house is on what they call multiple listing, and so they've all advertised it. But not a soul's been here to see it. No interest, that's all.
Well, it's only Thursday.
They say it's overpriced, Dan. Sit anywhere, Jack.
Thanks. You want me to...
No, no. You won't. You stay here.
What?
I'm speaking to Jack.
Did you tell them that's exactly what we paid?
When I told them what we paid for it, they said we should have had our heads examined. I'll write you the rest. The egg timer says it's almost 3 minutes. Where are you calling from?
To the store. I'm down here alone taking inventory.
How is business?
Well, I'll know when I'm finished the inventory.
I see. Well, it's past 3 minutes.
Good night, Hazel.
Good night, Dan. Well, Jack, I'm glad you stopped in. I left a note on your door to call Betty at the Sky Ranch right away.
What seems to be the trouble?
I didn't ask. I gather she's quite provoked about something. Go ahead, use this phone.
Thanks.
Operator?
Woodside, Omar 4-7766.
Thank you.
How's Dan's morale?
Oh, all right. He's working day and night.
Yeah, good for Dan.
We're going to pay back the family what we owe them the minute this house is sold.
Nobody's worried, far as I know.
But I'll be worried until every cent of it's paid.
Nobody answers.
Let it go on ringing a minute.
That's what I'm doing.
Betty says it's a lovely warm evening up there. They're probably all outdoors.
Yeah, if they are, there's a phone at the swimming pool, and that's where they'd be.
I'm getting it, Claudia. Gonna get it in the keeping room. I'm getting it. The Sky Ranch.
Well, Betty, Hazel says you've been trying to see me.
Jack, where in the world have you been? Oh, I'm sorry. Don't tell me. Just pretend I didn't ask.
What's on your mind, Betty?
Have you decided if you're coming up here this weekend?
Why?
I need help. I need a disciplinarian.
Ha.
No, really, it's another teenage rebellion, only this time it's embarrassing. The girls are being rude to their hosts and hostess.
What?
They're mad at Penny, Jack, and they've been snippy to everybody else. And when I crack the whip, they get that teenage glaze in their eyes. It's mass hysteria.
What started this?
Penelope came up and swiped David Norwich.
From whom?
From Sharon. David was being just darling to the girls. Rode with them, showed them swimming strokes. They were even trying out their friends, especially Sharon. In fact, I've never seen Sharon so happy. And then Penelope came and simply scooped him up.
Hi-ho.
I know it sounds trivial.
Well, it does from here, Betty.
Well, I was embarrassed to death at dinner time. They were snippy even to Nicky and Claudia. When I speak to them, it makes it worse. We're guests here, but I can't seem to get that through their heads. Where are you now?
At Hazel's. I'm on my way home.
I'm sorry I bothered you. I told the girls they had to be polite to their host and hostess no matter what Penny does. And they said in their opinion they have been polite, but they refuse to be sickeningly sweet to anybody related to Penny. Jack, I'm sorry I asked where you are because I'm not checking up on you.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, that's all right, Claudia. We're just finishing. Good night, Jack. I'll handle it myself.
Night.
No, please. Claudia, come on in and shut the door. I want to talk to you.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family. X-Lax is a laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. X-Lax is so gentle that many doctors recommend it for youngsters as well as grown-ups. You'll like the way X-Lax brings you relief, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency. You simply take X-Lax tonight. It does not disturb your sleep. And tomorrow, you'll be well on your way to your normal regularity. So make sure right now you have America's preferred laxative on hand, X-Lax. Claudia Barber Lacey, mistress of the Sky Ranch, in jodhpurs and a starchy white shirt, is so slim and so altogether lovely that Betty feels for the moment as if she suddenly gained 2 pounds.
Can you take time to hear an apology, Claudia?
For what?
It's a blanket apology for all of them. I'm sorry about tonight, the way the girls behaved at dinner.
They're furious at Penny, and I don't blame them.
There's no excuse for being rude to you and Missy.
Well, they weren't rude, Betty. A bit short, maybe. Actually, I think it's heartening that all six of your girls react in concert this way. That's amazing. That's family loyalty. Nicky says it's rare in a hard world that six women, sisters, should express such solidarity. I don't blame them a bit for being on Sharon's side. I think I am, too.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go
that. Penny has monopolized David ever since you got here. And you and I, and apparently the girls, all know exactly how she's done it.
How long is Penelope going to stay?
Until something calls her back to town, I imagine. She's having more fun than usual here.
Yeah, I see. Well, Claudia, thank you. You make it easy for all of us. No wonder we come back year after year.
Did Jack say when he's coming?
No, he didn't. And I didn't ask why it took him so long to get home either. I started to, but I stopped myself.
Good. When Del Mannington was here for the weekend, he made a most interesting remark. No married man is really free for 5 minutes, but the happy ones are persuaded to think they're free all the time.
My, what a wise man. When's he coming back?
Oh, he'll drop in when least expected. And may I say it's very helpful to the aging ego.
The happy ones are led to think they are.
Mm-hmm. Coming out? Nicky's built up the fire at the barbecue.
I'll be there. But first, I think I'd better talk to Jack again.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
May 1945. The armies of the Allies hurl themselves against the desperate last-ditch resistance of Hitler's Wehrmacht. Advance across the shell-torn German countryside with victory in sight. But when would it come? When would the terrible slaughter end? How many more good men would fall before victory and peace become a reality? May 1945, a time of hoping, a time of waiting. It was NBC newsman Morgan Beatty who broke the story, and exclusive. Heinrich Himmler had made an offer of German surrender to the Allies. Morgan Beatty, cited for outstanding radio reporting, is typical of the top NBC newsmen who bring you news on the hour. This is Chet Huntley inviting you to be with us as the news breaks on News on the Hour, all day, every day, over most of these same NBC stations.
At Hazel's house in Seacliff, the vast room seems sadly deserted now that Jack is gone. Hazel reaches for the phone and is startled to have it ring just as she's about to dial.
Yes?
Hazel, is Jack there?
Oh, Billy. No, he went on home. If you were wondering where he was, he went to a movie right after work. He said he felt guilty, but he enjoyed every minute of it. And he went alone, Betty.
I wasn't worrying about that. I want to tell him he doesn't need to come up this weekend. Unless he wants to. I handled the problem myself.
Good for you.
Bye. Oh, Hazel. Claudia quoted a wonderful remark of Del Mannington.
Really?
Yes. He said, "No married man is really free for 5 minutes, but the happy ones are persuaded to think they're free all the time."
Well.
I guess it's true, but it makes you uneasy. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Operator, Los Angeles, please. Thorndike 10090. Thank you.
Daniel Murray Sporting Goods. Mr. Murray speaking.
This is Mrs. Murray.
Well, hello again. Wait till I set the egg timer. Go ahead.
Well, Jack was here this evening, Dan, and he thinks it's ridiculous for me to sit here alone. He says I should have a bunch of keys made for the real estate people and go on up to the Sky Ranch and wait it out there.
Say, that's great. Because it takes forever to get around on the buses down here. You can't do business in Southern California without a car.
What, Dan?
I say, if you move to the Sky Ranch, I'll fly up right away and get the car.
Oh.
I need it all the time, Hazel, and I sure can't afford to rent one.
I see. Then this would work out well for everybody, hmm?
Jack's absolutely right. Heard any more about prowlers in the neighborhood?
No, nothing tonight. Well, good night, Dan.
There's still some sand left in the timer.
Yes, I know. I'll be talking to you soon. Good night.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 11, Book 131, A Call to the FBI. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 47 national awards, now in its 27th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California.